Matthew 16. Number two, Matthew 16, three verses. And you know them. Who am I? Who am I? You're the Christ, the Son of the living God. You didn't get this by the flesh. The Father in heaven gave this to you. And then Jesus' prophecy about you and me. Do you remember it? He says, blessed are you, in verse 17, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven has done this. You got a supernatural revelation. Verse 18, this is you. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, or ecclesia. And the gates of hell, Hades, shall not prevail against you. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to build this thing, and then I'm going to give her, this living organism, something. I'm going to give her the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Those are profound Bible verses about our prophetic destiny. In the midst of a world that seems out of control, here's what it's saying. An ecclesia, some of you know this, an ecclesia is not a religious service. That was a community of citizens that would gather together with governmental authority and decide on governmental things within a municipal, okay? That's who we are. The thing he could say about, of all the things, I'm going to build this thing called the ecclesia. It'll be mine, not like over in Bethlehem or whatever. It's gonna be mine. And here's what I'm going to do with her. I'm going to give her these things called the keys. Keys are always authority. I'm going to issue keys from heaven, and then she's going to do these two activities. She's going to bind up what needs to be bound, and she's going to loose what needs to be loosed. This is our mission. This is the destined for the throne dynamic. You and I are the highest authority governing body on planet Earth. Not a political office, not anybody that's got the nukes or owns Fort Knox. It's the Church of the Living God. You and I'm not just trying to pump you up. I'm reading my Bible. No governmental authority has ever been, God never said that about them. He would give them little measures of authority to turn a key, to open a deal, to be in a season, but they'd come and they'd go. But it's the church, it's the covenant people of God that decide what happens on planet Earth in its finality. You and I are the most powerful people on planet Earth. Like it or not, as we limp through in the midst of the suffering and the kickback, we're the ones governing. And I wish this. I don't wish this at all. I can't even believe I said that. I wish that we could do this and not have to live it. I wish we could see a video. You could see what 2,000 years out from the time of Christ would be like without a church on the planet. I mean, it looks funky. Dark Ages, this and that, ISIS. That looks bad. But I'm telling you, this, I'm not even sure we're the planet's here. We would have already committed global suicide in radical, if the church had not been salting the earth and bringing, praying, gospeling, the cultures wouldn't even be here, I believe. We're the only ones that are preserving this culture right now. It's not somebody with a brilliant idea about how to do a republic called America. This is an interesting anthropological phenomenon, but I'm telling you, it's not the salvation of anybody. Does everybody understand that? We can come and we can go. Rome came and it went. But I'm telling you, the church is the one who's going to rule the earth forever. We're going to reign with Jesus. And we right now are actually doing it, even though we're partially equipped and barely know we have the keys. But we've got the keys. When we pray and millions pray, we're preserving, we're stopping more demonic stuff than I think you ever know. I can't wait to get those videos. When we see, this is what could have happened. This is what the devil wanted to do. This is what Hitler was going to accomplish. I mean, some people think, and I do think Winston Churchill and FDR had something to do with stopping Hitler. But I'll tell you, there's another guy, Rhys Howells. You ever heard that name? Rhys Howells is praying in Wales while Hitler's moving, and Hitler made some of the biggest military blunders in war history. He stopped when he should have gone and finished off things, and we know that it was because they were fasting and they were praying in Wales. The church was crying out, God, stop the hand of the evil one. We're the ones. ISIS would have done more damage if the church hadn't been praying. And I'm so thankful for those that carry the sword and abate it and go. But I'm telling you, it's the church that does the war in the real war realm that's the enemy, and that's the spirit of darkness. And we have done more than And I know we all want more, because you know why we want more? We're never going to be satisfied, because we're made for heaven. We're made for Eden. Everything's supposed to look like Eden and look like the new heaven and new earth, so we're never going to be satisfied. But don't let your dissatisfaction lull you into thinking we're not doing anything. We're changing the planet. We're changing the planet. Generations before us, they prayed, and here we go. And the prayer movement, the mission movement, is at its greatest pitch ever in human history right now. And I'm telling you, the earth is going to go the way that the church goes. So I encourage you to meditate about these verses. Let your hope go high and plead like never before, God, wake your church up. Because here's the deal. Most of the church is stumbling around, dilly-dallying around with sexual activity and substance and all these things, slumbering through religious services while keys rattle around in her pocket. And it's a brutal deal, because we're supposed to be binding things and loosing things. That's why we need more prayer 24/7 so we can stop, because the devil's going 24/7 until this thing's all over. Is everybody, you with me? And I'm telling you, revival is, yeah, we want them awake, but revival's got to be more than about God save America so my kids don't hurt. It's so the church can rise up and contest the kingdom of darkness and usher forth the second coming of Jesus Christ and get this planet back to what it's supposed to be, not a hell hole, but a heaven hole or mountain or something, whatever. God help us. God help us. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray there be a fresh global revelation of the ecclesia, who she is and what she's to do. Not in arrogance and pride, but more than a whimpering, trying to survive people. I pray for a people engaging with the keys, bringing the government of the heavenly realm into the earth realm. You taught us to pray, and it was so offensive. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we're the only one. Human governments can't bring that. It's us. And so, God, I pray that you would awaken your church to be who she's supposed to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Yay. 3.